In the 1990s, researchers identified a tiny structure that played a key role in how rodents dealt with ambiguous threats, ones that didn't place them in immediate danger, called the bed nucleus of the Stree terminalis, BNST. It was about the size of a sunflower seed and located near the amygdala. While the amygdala appears to be the brain area primarily involved in activating the fight or flight response, the BNST kicks in when we have a reason to remain hypervigilant, the hormone-driven state of hyperarousal we feel in our bodies when we are tense in the face of uncertainty. What the amygdala is to fear, the BNST is to anxiety, Ledoux says. In a neuroimaging lab at the University of Louisville, Brendan E. Dupuy, a psychology professor, has shown how these findings in rodents manifest in humans. Placing students one by one in an fMRI machine, Dupuy simulated fear conditions by showing subjects images of fearful faces and playing them sounds of human screams. To simulate ambiguous threats, he simply projected a blank screen and informed subjects that a scream or fearful face could occur at any time. But the subject might also at any time be shown a neutral face and hear indistinct coffee shop chatter instead. Under these conditions, the amygdala consistently activated when the screams and scared faces appeared, and the BNST was more engaged with the ambiguous threats. Mostly people who complain or go into counseling or seek therapy are really not there for a reaction to a fear stimulus, Dupuy says. They're there because they're tormented by anticipation of an unpredictable event. It's just in their mind. It causes them to develop a chronic and maladaptive vigilance to the environment. We think that can be attributed more to the BNST than the amygdala.